Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was I'm watching this, or I was reading this article the other day, and it said that a third of Americans favor U.S. intervention in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear confrontation with Russia. This is according to a new survey conducted by the Pew Research Center. The survey found that 35% of Americans supported the U.S. taking military action, even if it risked a nuclear conflict with Russia. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I'm wondering how a third, what is going on in the minds of a third of our countrymen who think that it's okay that our nation gets involved in a nuclear confrontation with Russia. I don't, for the life of me, and have not been able to figure that out. What would be going on in the mindset of anybody who thinks that nuclear war at any point in time is something that would be acceptable? As old as I am, I always remember the mutual destruction line that both Russia and America both agreed to. We would not cross that line, because if we crossed that line and nuclear war happened, we would destroy one another. And I don't know how one third of the American people seem to think that that somehow is something that would somehow be acceptable. What is going on? And this is why I'll continue to say over and over and over and over that this nation is in real trouble. It's in real trouble. And so many Americans ignore what their friends and family and others are doing, and won't have dialogues and conversations with people who are so far gone. And anybody who thinks that nuclear options are an acceptable reality in 2022 is nuts. They have absolutely lost their minds. The nuclear weapons, I remember reading about Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the impact that those weapons had on the Japanese. They were so powerful, and the damage that they created is even still going on today as we speak. And so what, 1942, 43? Yeah, I mean, that is, you know, we're almost 80 years ago that occurred, and yet there's still fallout, and those bombs were nowhere near. Those were the beginning of the weaponry. The weaponry that is in place today is so much more powerful than the weapons that we had in the beginning, that anybody who thinks that that's an acceptable reality, we've got to have some long, hard conversations with them. And I don't know, I think that these news outlets should be talking about this. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has entered its third week, and President Joe Biden has repeatedly said U.S. troops will not be involved in fighting. NATO has also ruled out imposing a no-fly zone over Ukraine because of concerns about a direct confrontation with Russian forces. The Pew Research Center found that similar numbers of Republicans and Democrats favor U.S. military action, with 36% of Republicans, 35% of Democrats. And, you know, we just need to have the dialogue and the conversation. So the war that's happening with Russia and Ukraine, and what people are seeing us tugging at their heartstrings. And so just because it's tugging at your heartstrings, does that mean now that you are willing again to have your own family members in this country engaged in the war of Armageddon, the war to end all wars? You know, it's one thing to read that stuff in scripture. It's one thing to read those things in the Bible. It's another thing altogether for it to become a reality. And make no mistake about it. If United States gets engaged in that skirmish, and Russia knows there's no way possible it can stand up to our military, no way, shape, or form. And they are aware of that. They know that it's an impossible task, even though Russia has the second strongest military in the world. It is no match for the United States. The only option would be nuclear war. And people may dismiss that. Well, that's not going to happen. You know, I'm listening more and more to people say, we need to be dictating to Russia what we'll do to them. This bravado, you know, as if it's two people standing on the street corner who've had too much to drink in a bar and talking about what they are going to do to someone else because they've had too much to drink. It is clear that what is being said on, and the other part of this is the constant, you know, griping about Joe Biden is weak. Joe Biden is weak. Donald Trump, this would have never happened under Donald Trump. Russia would have been afraid. And so they would have been afraid of Donald Trump. You know, for those of you who are so, your minds are so, you know, twisted and jaded that you think that one man, even if his name is Donald Trump, would somehow have been able to prevent the invasion of Ukraine, you just don't have the right information and you're listening to the wrong people. Because the more those people are willing to give you false information and false hope, the more you are willing to say, yeah, let's go at it. You know, we're the most powerful nation on earth. Let's do this. Let's make this happen. But you're not thinking right, because the future of your families are at stake. The future of this nation is at stake. And to constantly continue to push for a move offensively on the part of this nation, it would be the biggest mistake in the history of our nation. And we've made some big ones. Russia is a nuclear power, said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. And he warned on Monday that nuclear conflict was now back within the realm of possibility after Russian President Vladimir Putin raised the alert level even more. Days after Russia's initial attack on Ukraine, you know, Putin made it clear that he would be thinking about the nuclear weapons. On Tuesday, President Biden signed into law a $1.5 trillion package, to address these issues. I'll tell you, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're at a breaking point. If, in fact, we don't wind up with, peace taking hold, I think more and more that you see and read today the possibility that both sides have had enough. It could happen, and you know, I just hope and pray that cooler heads prevail, and the cooler heads have to be from those in our country. Here's what a couple of people had to say about this. Emmanuel Goldstein, what is wrong with these people? I'll bet that they voted for your tail too. Not worth the end of the world. Sorry. Those 35% of the population needs a mental health check or needs to be drafted. Watch them oppose. Look at this logically. The risk is there and the same. It already exists in perhaps the highest levels now than ever before. So, you know, there are certainly cooler heads out here, and we can't allow a minority of the views to force any of us into a realization that is not in the best interest of anybody. So I just think that we're at a point that enough of this is enough, and that we have to really drill down on people who are on the other side of this and try to bring some sanity to them. And the networks have, I think, the best capability of doing that. And if we can somehow bring pressure on the networks, we may be able to get that done. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.